GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show with one of the money men in Spacious Studio 7A on loan from Bangor Savings Bank, where they say
you matter more.
It's Paul Tormey. Paul, welcome back to GHRT.
Thank you very much.
The inspiration for this topic came from opening up the refrigerator and seeing all the leftovers over Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I can recall years past. And it was so funny. Let me go into the Wayback Machine just for a second, okay? Mm-hmm. I remember visiting my parents once post-Thanksgiving, opening up the refrigerator and saying, well, where's all the eats? To which mom said, well, it's just your dad and I now.
Mm-hmm.
You guys aren't around.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't stocking the Frigidaire like they used to.
You know, we had a moment just like that at my home this past few days when Michael arrived, opened the refrigerator and said, you people don't, this is how we're referred to now.
You people.
You people don't have any food.
You people don't eat well.
Because, or they don't eat a lot.
Yeah, but I have the opposite problem.
Well, I can remember, George, you told us that there was a time when you adjusted your eating schedules or how much you bought. You honestly, not to go down a hard road, but you were buying for one.
Yeah.
And you were buying like little single serve salads.
Well, I adopted what I always called a European style because I discovered when I was over in Spain once that that's what the locals were doing. They were buying what they needed that day.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the store virtually every day. And I've been kind of living that way.
Mm-hmm.
Although post-Thanksgiving and other times during the year, I end up with an enormous amount of food.
The reason we bring this up is, and our question that we pose for Paul to lead us in discussion here is, there comes a time when the kids are gone. Maybe it's time to downsize, recognizing when that time and then how to go about it. Because you've got Michael and Abby. Abby's over on the left coast, isn't she?
Yeah, out that way.
And Michael is taking on the world.
Yes.
All over the globe.
We don't see him very often. It's true.
So are things quieter there in...
Yes.
How did you down? How did you? Did you see it coming? Did you make the change?
Oh yeah. So, first of all, I stopped getting a Christmas card from the Hannaford, which I'm sorry about that, because you know I was on their VIP list when the kids were at home, as I'm sure a lot. I'm sure you are. You know,
I
you
don't still get
one.
The
I did.
You
Hannaford.
Still
got
send
the
me
kids.
A Christmas card.
I did Hannaford to go just yesterday.
They're like,
so
they called me to make sure I was okay. I haven't seen you in a while.
You're still alive, Mr. Tormey. Good.
But anyway, there's multiple reasons to downsize. Yeah. And you mentioned an obvious one. You don't have a house full of kids anymore. So you're consuming less. That just sort of happens automatically without even thinking about it. Other things happen. Maybe you're going to go from, you know, an income to a retirement income, which probably, and in most cases, is going to be less and often substantially less. And making that transition, you've got to be smart about downsizing there. Or maybe, you know, you're making a career change just for the sake of sanity and you're going to be earning less. Or maybe you actually have lost your job and you're going to be earning a lot less and you've got to find your way again. And that's going to be a rough road economically. So there's a whole list of reasons why people might want to downsize. Maybe you just want more money left over after everything. You know,
right.
We have, they do these surveys of how many people are saving. I saw one that said, a lot of people don't say, and like the majority of people say they don't even save $100 a month. Some people say they save nothing a month. You know, in other words, they're living paycheck to paycheck. Now, it used to be something like, 2/3 of people say they're living paycheck to paycheck. Now it's down to about 55 to 58%. So down a little as the economy's been doing better, but still a lot of people not saving. So that's another reason to downsize. Maybe you just want to have a little more money around, either to save or to spend on, you know, vacations or whatever.
I don't know if it's a product of getting older. It's a product of not having kids around. We got grandchildren, but they're not living with me. I ask the question frequently, why do I want this? Now, maybe Tom, maybe Mr. Hicks is caught, you know.
What time is it in Vegas? I think Tom Hicks is.
Tom in Vegas?
I think
he's up? Yeah.
I think he's just getting to bed.
He probably didn't go to bed yet. Yeah.
He often talks about needs and wants. I say that more often now than I used to. In fact, I say it on a regular basis. Why am I buying that? I don't need it. I don't probably might not even want it.
And I wonder if that is a symptom. When you recognize that, you're recognizing a symptom of the need to downsize. When want versus need starts to crop up in the back of your mind before you make a purchase, maybe that's a signal that it's time to talk about or think about downsizing. Unbeknownst to the lovely Mrs. Tyler, I've never referred to her as that on this program, she did not know that we were talking about this. And she was thumbing through social media yesterday, and she found that the house that she's always wanted to buy and live in is for sale. And it's a fabulous house. It's big. The microwave's built in. They got a couch in the kitchen, which is smart because honestly, when you entertain like she likes to entertain, right. You need comfortable seating
around the
and just hang around the kitchen and everything. And wisdom told me not to bring it up and say to her, "You want to move? Ian's almost out the door."
Yeah.
And so it's going to be the three of us. And right now, the silence scares me in the house, although I'm sure Colin will make up for it. But you want to move to a bigger house now?
This is one of the biggest, the best, you know, because when you downsize and you think about cutting out expenses or, reducing, this is where you get the, you want the big wins. You can get a lot of quick little wins in cutting back, but that's the big one is your living space. You know, Mrs. Tormey said to me a couple of weeks ago, should we move?
Oh, like, she dropped the bomb, did she?
I mean, what she was saying was, do we need this house? You know, we had this house that was, we had both the kids in it at one point, and now we don't. You know, we've sort of realized there's a fair amount of the house that we don't ever set foot in anymore, that nobody sets foot in. So that's the question you ask. I mean, space is expensive. Space costs money.
Now,
George, do you need space? George, do you need all this?
You're still hanging out in the compound. You got rid of the pool, which is good because
it was the house is small. It's a small house. It's not a big issue. Although my daughter is going through it right now. They've put 3, 4, 5 years away from retirement. So the North Carolina house has been sold. They're moving into a townhouse.
Yeah.
Building a thing here in Bangor.
You hear the ads for...
And getting ready to build in Florida so that you have a north and a south.
Well, that idea is attractive to a lot of people. The townhouse, something where you, are either buy or even rent. A lot of these townhomes just get rented out by the owners in these long-term leases. And ownership versus rental is, you offload a lot of issues. I mean, we had a water explosion in our house earlier this year that we've recovered from, but it's tedious. And, we got to cut down trees and we've got to shore up this and replace this. And it's not just the mortgage payment and the tax bill you pay and the insurance. It's all this other stuff. We pay the guy to plow. That's worth. We pay the guy to mow the lawn. We pay, it's a lot of other stuff that goes along with ownership. And if you can offload that and get rid of it and save some money, it becomes attractive.
It sure do.
Tim writes to us, "I delivered meals for the Scottish Rite Freemasons for almost 10 years on Thanksgiving Day. And you would be amazed," Tim writes, "at how many empty nesters will donate money to us to bring them meals because it's an empty nest. They don't have to cook for anyone. So they just be happy to have something delivered. A symptom of downsizing."
Yeah. Mm. Downsizing, you have to define downsizing, really. What it is for you may not be for me. So it's not one downsizing fits all. But I find my downsizing has been more in personal stuff. Not so much in where I live. I got to live someplace, and it's very comfortable, and that's it. But Rick said I got rid of the swimming pool. That was a hole into the ground in which I got sick of pouring money. But leasing, renting, people often say to me, "Well, what did you buy down in Florida?" I said, "Nothing. I didn't buy anything in Florida."
Yeah.
It's very simple. In fact, I wrote the check this weekend and choked a little bit. But I don't care if the hurricane comes.
Right.
I don't care.
Somebody else is on the hook for that.
Somebody else is on the hook
for it. You're also, even if... So let's just say your lease payment is equal to your mortgage payment plus all the maintenance. Well, you've offloaded, you've downsized your obligation, which is valuable in itself. I mean, another, go ahead.
Right, because now you have time.
Right. Time is very valuable, especially as you get older. And so another area where you can ask yourself, is this a good place to downsize, are your vehicles. So an obvious one is you've got this minivan or this big SUV. Do they even have minivans anymore?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. So you get the minivan or the SUV because you had your kids and all their stuff. Well, now you're just driving this big car to work every day, just your own self. Do you need that? Maybe you downsize to something little. I mean, I've got this vehicle. It's not extravagant, but it's bigger than I need. It's just me in the car. So I'm going to roll that over in a couple of months, and I'm going to get something very small and efficient.
See, I look at the hockey moms that are investing in the big vehicle because they're hauling all of the kids here. And that makes sense then. And I hope your kid stays with it, by the way. And there's always that tense moment where your kid picks out what instrument they're going to practice and play in school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My sister Barbara did the sousaphone. That's exactly it. Barbara did the sousaphone. And so we're lugging around this massive case in the back of the VW wagon, okay, that we had. And good thing that we had it. At one point in time, I just looked at my sister and said, the flute, you know, tiny.
You know,
the piccolo, perhaps.
Is less practical in Maine, especially this week. But some people downsize out of cars altogether. We talked about this, I think, on this program, how millennials and younger, they don't think about owning cars so much, especially if they live closer to cities. My son, Mike, he's not looking to have a car. You know, when I was his age, all I wanted was a car.
Yeah, but he's going to be riding the tube.
There's other options. I mean, especially depending on where you live. I mean, the bus, the bike, you can downsize to a scooter, maybe even just some of the year around here, but you save a lot of money that way.
Hmm. Paul Tormey, our guest here from Bangor Savings Bank, in the Money Men segment as we talk about recognizing when it's time to downsize. And tell us how you downsize. Watching for your text message here at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. This person writes to us, living on Social Security and now all the Save-A-Lot stores are gone. That was how I was downsizing.
Yeah, the biggest cost I have, other than, you know, the norm, you got to pay your electricity, you got to pay, you know, I pay your mortgage. I don't have a mortgage, but pay real estate taxes.
Well, no, well hang right there just a second.
But food is
electricity.
My biggest.
You mentioned electricity, okay? Do you need a TV in every room?
Well, this is on my list as well. This is number three on my list of areas you can downsize and save money. Think about your, I call them utilities. All right, yes, you need your electrical, but, you know, how many times you run in the dryer per week? You probably run it a lot. Oh, I don't run it that much.
Lord, oh my word.
But not just electricity, but these other things. Cell phone, cable, internet, satellite, your Sirius radio, your...
But I put that in the form of entertainment.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, how much do you need? I was thinking today, well, do I want satellite radio in my next car? Well, I don't know. I've got Pandora, there's YouTube, there's the radio, there's CDs. I mean...
If you got Spotify and you can plug into the system, you can play what you want.
Yeah.
Or follow the podcasts that you want. I've been looking at that.
These little subscriptions here and there. And these people who have streaming TV, and I have streaming TV too that I pay for. But I mean, now it seems like, you got to pay a few dollars a month for this network, a few for this, a few for this. And they stack up pretty soon.
Well, it dawned on me.
You might as well just be paying a cable bill.
It dawned on me the other day that I am paying more than I realized in these $2.99 per month type thing.
Right.
Well, because I want to see certain games. So I got ESPN Plus, and then I wanted another thing I paid for. It's only $2 a month or so. You know, add it all up. Yeah, it's quite a bit. It's a decent bill per month.
We ended up subscribing. We finally pulled the trigger on Disney Plus on Saturday when we got home. And then we looked at it, and it was wonderful and everything. But after clicking around and clicking through and what it was, I looked at Elizabeth and I said, well, what do you want to watch? And she said, I guess let's watch something else on another channel.
What does the Disney Plus go for, if you don't mind?
Well, it goes free for me
year. Well, okay, when you have a bundle package, but for the rest of the normal people.
$6.99
a month or $70 for the year. So it's and some of the stuff they got all the old flicks we grew up with as kids. I never thought I'd ever see the Apple Dumpling Gang Rides Again, but there it was. Oh my gosh!
A lot of those Ken Berry movies, right?
Exactly, right. Made a star out of Ken Berry,
I'm getting it free.
But after looking at it, this person writes to us. The boat. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
The boat made me happy 2 days. The day I bought it and the day I sold it.
Yeah.
There's an example of potential downsizing.
There's another hole in the water into which you pour money.
Or if, hopefully there's not a hole in the boat. Otherwise, the water would pour in and then you'd really be pouring money. Before we run out of time, is there anything else on your list that we didn't touch? Electronics, room, board?
Well, just in general, not to channel Tom Hicks here, but you got to look at things like your whole cost of living and from, you know, taxes, the cost of gasoline, maybe a move to a different tax and cost of living environment makes sense for you. Maybe not, but, and I'm not saying get out of Maine, but I'm saying you might downsize just by relocating.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.